Greetings. My name is Bill Kleitke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Frank Dixon, who's Director of Strategic Business Initiatives for the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. And Frank's here today to talk to us about Maryland Opportunity Zones and about all the different things that the State Department of Housing and Community Development is doing to help our community. So, Frank, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bill. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I know you're busy, which is good because as a taxpayer, Maryland taxpayer, I'm very glad to hear my public servants are busy. So I appreciate it. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development?
Yeah, for sure. And I think in layman's terms, the Department of Housing is a financing organization that funds affordable housing for the state of Maryland. And that takes in many different forms. There are many other several programs that are associated with housing, but predominantly is trying to improve the housing stock and making it affordable for folks in Maryland.
Great. Great. How could someone find out more information?
The best thing would be to go to our website, which is dhcd.maryland.gov. If your listeners have questions and want to call, they can use the 1-800 number. That's 1-800-756-0119.
So 1-800-756-0119. 0119. Great. Great. Thank you. And what's your background and your, I guess, is director of business, strategic business initiatives.
Yeah.
That means you're in charge of all business in the state of Maryland.
That's
right?
That's a pretty complicated title, but specifically, my primary purpose is really to support opportunity zones that are in Maryland. Uh-huh. And what that really means is trying to get investment capital into areas within Maryland. These are low-income census tracts. To get them investment to revitalize their communities. That's my, I would say that's my major responsibility. Uh-huh. I also do sourcing and underwriting for loans directly to businesses. And the reason for that is prior to coming here at the Department of Housing, I worked for the Maryland Venture Fund, and I made early stage investments into technology companies. And so that's where my expertise and previous roles kind of presents itself in this current role.
So you're kind of a one-stop shop for businesses and communities that are trying to revitalize.
That's correct. Definitely.
Yeah, that's definitely. Great. That's great. So you can tell people right away whether they're going to or give them a good idea about whether they're going to qualify and whether they're going to.
For sure. Or give them alternatives. Yeah, Department of Housing is not the only agency that provides funds to businesses, certainly the Department of Commerce and the Department of Labor. And so so we act in unison to help businesses and communities support their projects, wherever those funding sources may be.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talked about Maryland Opportunity Zones. What is the program?
Yeah, so the Opportunity Zones started at the federal level, and it was inserted in the tax cut bill that was passed in December 2017. And the real focus there was to get investment into low-income census tracts throughout the United States that have not seen investment quite literally for decades. And so it started as a federal incentive. The incentive is a capital gains incentive to the investor, to incent them to invest into businesses and or real estate projects within opportunity zones, which are defined as low-income census tracts.
So capital gains, that might be a term that goes over the head of some of our listeners. What are capital gains?
Yeah, so simplistically what it is that, and they did research this before passing the legislation, and what they've seen is over the last 10 years, many of the folks, investors that have been in the market, they have seen significant gains. And so they may have purchased Amazon stock or Apple stock. Mm-hmm. That stock has appreciated now. And so what they're doing is incenting an individual to sell that Apple stock or Amazon stock, or if it was an investment in real estate, to sell that. And then what they do is they give an incentive to sell it. And really the incentive are three components. One, they get to defer having to pay taxes on that capital gain.
People always like that.
Yeah, up till 6 years. So that's significant.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Secondly, they could reduce the amount of taxes that they will have to pay on that capital gains.
Nobody's going to object to reducing taxes.
Exactly. And so they could get up to a 15% reduction of paying taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But the real incentive is that when they have realized their gain and made their investment into a business or a project within the opportunity zone, if they hold that investment for 10 years, they will get a 100% exemption on any capital gain on that investment.
Yeah.
And so they do have to hold it for 10 years, but that really is the long-term and significant incentive,
yeah,
not only to the investor, but also to the community, because this does make it so that the investment does stay into the community for at least 10 years.
Yeah, which is after all the key to economic redevelopment, isn't it?
It is. It's really long-term investments.
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
this is, the federal program is private, meaning it's a private investor. So there really are no taxpayer funds that are being allocated today.
Hmm.
It's just taxpayer funds in the future that they would give up. In this case, 15% of a capital gains.
Yeah, yeah. So it sounds like a pretty good deal.
It is. It definitely is. Significant enough that there are major institutions that have raised billions of dollars that are investing today throughout the U.S., specifically in Maryland as well.
Yeah, how is that? I guess the first thing is who's eligible, or which jurisdictions are eligible?
Yeah, so there are probably two components to that. It depends upon the party you're talking about participating in this role. So, as an investor, anybody is eligible. You just have to be a tax-paying entity. So an individual, you, Bill, could take a capital gain and sell it and invest into a business and or real estate project.
That's if I had anything to do that.
Well, I hope you have some capital gains. But if not, your rich friends, your rich aunts and uncles could do that.
Or
private institutions themselves who have assets, investments that they would like to realize today, a capital gain, and then make an investment into opportunity. So there's no minimum threshold. There's no cap on the incentive either. Now, as it relates to the actual investment into a business or a project, the business or project has to be located within an opportunity zone. Maryland has 149 of them.
Wow.
There's one in each jurisdiction, county and city. City meaning Baltimore City is the major jurisdiction.
Uh-huh.
Baltimore City specifically because of it's an urban environment, lots of people. They do have many low-income census tracts, and so Baltimore City has 42. And then certainly Prince George's, which is another large jurisdiction, has many as well.
Mm-hmm.
But they are scattered around the state, selected primarily because there are low-income census tracts, but they're also near major public investment dollars that are happening today or anchor institutions that potentially would co-invest with these businesses or projects.
And so folks could find out, for example, in Baltimore City, where the 42 are by going on your website?
Yes, that's correct. We have a couple of tools there. We'll have the information exchange that we'll probably talk about a little later.
Mm-hmm.
We do have an incentive lookup tool that you could, based upon an address, you plug the address in, and it'll tell you whether you're in an opportunity zone or not. It also will tell you other incentive programs that may be applicable to your particular business or project. And certainly you could go to our other partners like Baltimore City, who also have their own map of opportunity zones specifically for Baltimore City.
Right. Who would that be in the city? Do you know?
So Baltimore City has designated Ben Siegel as their opportunity zone czar, I think is what his title is. And Ben works with the Baltimore Development Corporation.
BDC.
BDC. And they're located downtown. I think if you just Googled BDC, it certainly would come up in the first couple of links.
Right. You talked about an information exchange.
Yes. So we've created an information exchange. It's kind of like Zillow, if your listeners know what Zillow is.
Way to find out about what's for sale in your area.
That's correct. Yeah. And so it's the same concept. In this case, it's for investors or investment funds and for businesses and projects that are seeking capital. Mm-hmm. The businesses and projects can list themselves on the exchange. You can find our exchange by going to our website and clicking the Opportunity Zone page, and it'll show up on the Opportunity Zone page. And what this really is it is a graphical map that you could zoom in and zoom out. You can see the actual properties themselves. You can see listings of businesses of where they're located. And you can get contact information. If you're an investor seeking to make an investment, you can contact the business and or project. Mm-hmm. If you're a business or project and you're seeking capital, you can contact the funds that are listed on the exchange. We do also enable nonprofits and local governments to list because they also have incentives and financing programs to help support businesses and projects in their communities.
Right. Like, for example, a community development corporation in Patterson Park might be on there.
That's correct.
Yeah, to support their affordable housing redevelopment in Patterson Park area.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. Any redevelopment authority that has funds, that could be in the form of grants or loans, maybe investments, they also would list themselves. And you can search and find it by jurisdiction. So you can actually go and search by Baltimore City and see the projects and businesses that are listed in Baltimore City.
That's great. So how do you get to that on the web?
So the easiest would be to go to our website. Uh-huh. That's dhcd.maryland.gov and click on the Opportunity Zone banner that is prominently displayed on our homepage. But there also is a Opportunity Zone page that you can click on, and it's a landing page that will explain what Opportunity Zones are and significant resources that you can gain access to, content that we've created and content that we have curated from other firms, professionals that have provided content to explain some of the intricacies or details as it relates to this incentive.
Wow, sounds like a great tool for anybody who is in business or wants to get in business.
It is a really good tool for both businesses or projects that are seeking capital. This gives them another tool in their belt that enables an investor to pique the interest of an investor that they may not look at that company.
Right.
But if they're in an opportunity zone, it's another way for a company to get more interest if they are seeking to attract investment capital to their business or project.
Right, and it sounds like for a place like Baltimore City with 42 census tracts, that's a good amount of the city.
It is. Yeah. But unfortunately, Baltimore City could have nominated and received significantly more because the census tracts, there are a number in Baltimore City. Mm-hmm. But the city also, they were selected. Baltimore City did present and submitted to the governor their plan as far as what opportunity zones they would like to have nominated. And so the governor took that into account. And as you look in the map, it's well represented throughout the city, both on the east side near Hopkins, on the west side, certainly near anchor institutions like Morgan, Morgan State, and as well as Coppin.
That's all we have time for. Sounds like a great program that helps some of our low-income communities across the state. And as you said, a one-stop shopping. And that's www.maryland.gov DHCD.Maryland, spelled out.
That's correct. .gov.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me.
Unfortunately for Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Frank Dixon, who's Director of Strategic Business Initiatives for the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development, for being our guest today. Thank you, Frank.
Hey, thanks, Bill.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
I will.
And for Living in Baltimore, thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.